Well, good afternoon. I'm glad to be back here again with you today.
弟兄们们，下午好。 很高兴再次回到你们当中。
I believe you love reading the Bible, just God's Word, and that you would like to be able to understand it better. Over my career as a pastor, I've found several keys to understanding the Bible better, especially how to better understand the Old Testament and its connection to the New Testament.
我相信你们喜欢阅读圣经神的话，并且希望能够更好的理解它。在我做牧师的生涯中，我发现了几把钥匙，可以帮助我们更好的明白圣经，特别是旧约以及旧约和新约的连接关系。Now,
one key to understanding the Bible is to see that the Bible is a story about God creating a people for himself.
明白圣经的一个关键是要认识到圣经讲述的是有关上帝为自己创造一群子民的故事。Now,
this idea of God creating a people for himself was hinted at in the metaphor of the woman and the child that we found in Revelation 12. But in the next few months, I want to show how this idea is revealed more clearly in other passages in the Bible. But let's start at the beginning with the account of the creation of mankind.
上帝为他自己创造了一群子民的这个概念，在启示录12章中，妇人与孩子的比喻中有所暗示。但在接下来的几个月里，我想展示这个想法。
So please stand for the reading of God's Word, beginning with Genesis 1, verse 26.
请弟兄姊妹起立，我们来诵读神的话。我们从创世纪的一章26节开始。
Then God said, Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the heavens, and over the livestock, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth.
神说，我们要照着我们的形象，按照我们的样式造人，使他们管理海里的鱼，空中的鸟，地上的牲畜和全地，并地上。
So God created man in his image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. And God blessed them. And God said to them, Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the heaven, and over every living thing that moves on the earth.
神就赐福给他们，又对他们说：要生养众多，遍满地面，治理这地，也要管理海里的鱼，空中的鸟，和地上各样行动的活物。
Well, let's move on to Genesis 2, verse 15. Which is a deep dive into the details of the Genesis 1 account. The Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, You may surely eat of every tree of the garden, But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you shall not eat. For in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die.
耶和华神将那人安置在伊甸园，使他修理看守。耶和华神吩咐他说：园中各样树上的果子你可以随意吃，只是分别善恶树上的果子你不可吃，因为你吃的日子必定死。
Then the Lord God said, It is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him a helper fit for him. Now out of the ground the Lord had formed every beast of the field and every bird of the heavens and brought them to the man to see what he would call them. And whatever the man called every living creature, that's what his name was. The man gave names to all the livestock, to the birds of the heavens, and to every beast of the field.
耶和华神说：“那人怎去不好？我要为他造一个配偶帮助他。”耶和华神用土所造成的野地各样走兽和空中各样飞鸟，都带到那人面前，看他叫什么。那人怎样叫各样的活物，那就是他的名字。那人便给一切的牲畜和空中的飞鸟、野地的走兽都起了名。
But for Adam, there was not found a helper fit for him. So the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon the man, and while he slept, took one of his ribs and closed up its place with flesh. And the rib that the Lord God had taken from the man, he made into a woman and brought her to the man.
于是那人没有遇见配偶帮助他，耶和华神使他沉睡，他就睡了。于是取下他的一条肋骨，又把肉合起来。耶和华神就用那人身上所取的肋骨，造成一个女人，领他到那人跟前。
And so ends the reading of God's word. Please be seated.
上帝的话就读到这里，弟兄姊妹请坐。
These passages teach us several key things about who we humans were created to be and what we were created to do.
这些经文教导我们关于人类被创造成为什么样的人，以及我们被创造出来做什么的几个关键点。
The first thing to note is that we humans were created in the image of God. It's the final phase of God's creative acts. But what does it mean to be created in God's image? While there may be other aspects, being created in God's image meant four things. It gave us a moral dimension. It made us to work. It made us to be creative. And it made us to be social.
是上帝创造之中最后阶段完成的。那么按照上帝的形象被造是什么意思呢？虽然可能还有很多其他的方面，但按照想上帝形象塑造意味着四个方面的属性：创造赋予了我们道德的维度，赋予了我们工作的属性，赋予了我们创造力， 并且赋予了我们社会群体属性。Let
us look at the moral dimension that results from being created in God's image.
让我们来看一下由被创造为神的形象所带来的道德层面。From
the account of Genesis, we can see that being created in God's image means humans have intelligence and rationality. That is how we were able to do what God commanded us to do in taking care of the world God created. But intelligence and rationality can never be divorced from morality, from questions of what we should and should not do. God's command to Adam to not eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil indicates man's intelligence and moral reasoning capabilities.
从创世纪的记载中，我们可以看到，按照上帝的形象被造，意味着人类拥有了智慧和理性。这使得我们能够完成上帝命令我们做的事情，就是看顾上帝所创造的世界。但是，智慧和理性永远无法与道德分离。智慧和理性也使我们知道应该做什么。 或什么不应该做。 和道德的推理能力。
The Westminster Confession of Faith says this about the moral dimension of our being at creation.
维斯敏斯特信条在论到我们被创造道德层面时是这样说的。
After God made all other creatures, He created man, male and female, with reasonable and immortal souls, endued with knowledge, righteousness, and true holiness, after His image, having the law of God written in their hearts, and power to fulfill it. And yet, under a possibility of transgression, being left to the liberty of their own will, which was subject to change.
在神创造了所有其他受造物后，按照他的形象创造了人，男人和女人，赋予他们理性和不朽的灵魂，赐给他们知识、公义和真理的圣洁，并将神的律法写在他们的心上，赋予他们遵行的能力。然而，他们仍有可能违背这些律法，因为他们的意志是自由的，是可以改变的。
So God made us to be moral beings, as God is Himself. The big question then is, were we going to do the right moral things? In many ways, the Bible is all about this question. And this question continues for you and me, now, today, and for the rest of our lives.
因此，神创造了我们成为道德的人，就像神本身一样。那么最大的问题是，我们是否会做出正确的道德选择呢？在许多方面，圣经的核心就在于这个问题上。这也是今天依然对你我提出的，并且贯穿着我们整个一生的问题。
Now the next dimension resulting from our being created in God's image is that God made us to be workers.
我们是按照神的形象被造的另一个层面，就是神赋予了我们工作。
We can see this from the fact that God put Adam in the Garden of Eden to work it. One commentator said that we ought to view Eden as though it were a big national park that needed to be maintained.
我们可以从神把亚当安置在伊甸园耕作的事实中看到这一点。一位解经家说，我们应当将伊甸园看作是一个需要维护的大型国家公园。
Now when Genesis said that man was to work the garden, it is also referring to the earlier creation account, where God is said to go out each morning and work at creating things, and then at the end of each day, assessing His work and declaring it good. The creation account is describing God as though He were a workman. And being created in God's image means that we are too.
当创世纪提到人应该耕作伊甸园时，也是在提及之前上帝的创造之功。其中神每天早晨出去工作，创造受造物，然后在每一天结束的时候评估他的工作，并且宣告说他们是好的。创造的技术描述了神仿佛是一位工匠，而被按着上帝形象受造，意味着我们也应当如此做工。
Now what does it mean that we are created to work? In the broadest sense, it means that we are beings who should have a purpose or purposes in our lives. And those purposes should be about doing and creating things that are good. These can be small, everyday things, such as cleaning a house or cooking a meal. Those are good. Or bigger things like teaching skills to people or building things, or discovering new truths and ideas that help people. These are good too.
那我们被创造赋予工作意味着什么呢？从广义上说，就意味着我们的人生应该有一个或多个人生目标，而这些工作的目的都是一 该去做工并且创造有益的事情。这些可以是日常小的事情，比如打扫房屋或做饭，这些都是有益的事情，或者更大的事情，教人技能，建造东西，或者发现新的真理和想法去帮助他人，这也都是有益的事情。
I think we all know from a little reflection that we are happiest when we have a purpose in our lives, especially when that purpose has to do with doing good things for ourselves and others. And fulfilling all those purposes, well, requires work. Things do not just happen. We need to work, and God made us to do that.
我想我们只要稍加思考就会知道，当我们生活有目标时，我们是最幸福的，尤其是当我们的目标是为自己或他人做有益的事情的时候。而实现所有的目标都需要努力的去工作，事情不会凭空的发生，我们需要努力的去做工，这也是上帝赋予我们这样做的。
The next dimension of the divine image in us is closely related to work, and that is that God made us to be creative, as He is creative.
我们具有上帝形象的下一个层次是和工作密切相关的，那就是神创造我们，赋予了我们像他一样具有创造力。
And we can see this from the creation account where God has tasked Adam with naming every living creature. Naming things is an act of creation. To name something is to create a new thing.
我们可以从创造记载中看到这一点，上帝赋予亚当的任务是为每一种受造的活物命名。上帝让亚当为每一种生物命名，命名就是一种创造行为，给事物命名就是创造出一个新的事物。
Of course, naming things is not the only creative thing we humans do. Chapter 4 of Genesis contains an explosion of things that mankind created. Cities, agricultural, animal husbandry, music, metalworking, and poetry.
当然命名事物并不是我们人类唯一的创造性行为之一。创世纪四章涵盖了人类创造了许多的事物，如城市、农业、畜牧业、音乐、冶金和诗歌。
A big question arises though, are all of the things that mankind created good? Some undoubtedly are.Some can be used for good and or for evil. And some seem to be just created for evil.
然而一个大的问题出现了。人类创造的所有东西都是好的吗？有些无疑是好的。有些可以用作来做善事或做恶事。有些似乎就是为邪恶而被创造的。
In my next sermon on this topic of God creating a people for Himself, we are going to see an act of creation by mankind that God says is not good. And what is even more interesting is that this act of creation is a collective effort of mankind, which gets us to the final dimension of the divine image in us that I want to explore.And that is that God made us to be social.
在我下一篇关于上帝为自己创造子民的讲道中，我们将看到人类的一种创造行为，而神称其为是不好的。更有趣的是，这一个创造的行为是人类集体努力。这就引出了我想探讨神在我们身上的形象的最后一个层面，那就是上帝创造我们是为了让我们具有社会性。
Now in the creation story about mankind, One of the most striking things is what was not found to be good in this world that God had created. And that was, it was not good that man was alone. God's solution to man's loneliness was the creation of a woman. As our text says, a helper fit for him.
在有关人类的创造故事中，其中最引人注目的一点是，在神这个所创造的世界中，有一样事物被认为是不好的，那就是男人独居不好。神为了解决男人的孤独问题，为他创造了女人。正如我们的经文所说，一个适合他的帮手。
The description of woman's role has certainly sparked controversy about gender roles over the last half century. And part of that has been some unfortunate translations of the underlying Hebrew word. There is no doubt that the core of the Hebrew word is about being a helper. But a helper of what?
在过去的半个世纪中，有关女性角色的描述无疑激起了关于性别角色的争议，其中一部分的原因是对希伯来词的翻译的不恰当有关。毫无疑问，希伯来词的核心意义是帮助者，但是这个帮助者是用来做什么呢？
The Hebrew word is a compound word containing a core idea modified by some key prepositions. The most literal translation of the Hebrew word would be this: a helper who stands face to face with him. In the ancient world, the position of things is important. It would be most likely that a helper would be behind the man, following him. Maybe possibly alongside, kind of like a friend, an equal.
这个希伯来词是一个复合词，包含了一个核心的词义，并被一些关键的介词修饰。这个希伯来词直接的翻译应该是一个与他面对面站着的帮手。在古代世界里，事物的位置很重要，帮手通常可能是站在男人的身后跟随他，也许可能会站在他的旁边，就像朋友一样平等的伙伴关系。
But this special Hebrew word says the helper stands right in front of him, face to face with him, as though he were looking in a mirror. This is very unusual, and this is a very unusual and special posture for a helper. And I think what it is telling us is that the woman's role is to help the man with loneliness, which was not good.
这个特殊的希伯来词要表达的意思是，这个帮助者就站在他的面前，与他面对面的站着，就像他在镜子里看到自己一样。这一个非常不寻常的特别帮手的模样。我认为这里告诉我们的是，女人承担的角色是帮助男人克服孤独，而孤独则是不好的。
So why is loneliness not good? Why does the man need a helper created specially to help him with this problem? To find the answer to that, we need to think a little bit more deeply about who God is.
为什么孤独不好呢？为什么男人需要一个特别的了解解决孤独问题而为他创造一个帮手？要找到这个问题的答案，我们需要更深入的思考一下上帝是谁。
One phrase in the creation account gives us an important hint about who this God is who created us in his image. That phrase is the statement that God said, "Let us make man in our image." The plural pronouns used by God hint that God is a Trinity. One God in three persons, three persons in one God.
创世纪中有一句话给了我们一个重要的提示，让我们知道这位按着自己形象创造我们的上帝是谁。这句话就是上帝说，我们要照着我们的形象造人。上帝使用复数代词我们，暗示了上帝是三位一体的上帝，一位上帝，三个位格，三个位格，一位上帝。
Now it takes the rest of the Bible to clearly reveal that the God of the Bible is a triune God. And in fact, without the idea of the Trinity, the Bible does not make much sense. But the fact that God is a triune God has important implications for who we are.
整本圣经都清楚地启示了上帝是三位一体的上帝。如果没有三位一体的概念，圣经就没有多大的意义。但上帝是三位一体的上帝这一事实，对我们是谁有着重要的意义。
Now, one important aspect of the Trinity is that it shows us that God is social. When one understands the implications of the Trinity, we understand that for all eternity, the three persons of the Godhead have been loving and communicating love to one another. This is the essence of being social. And it seems that out of this love, God wanted to create other beings with whom he could love and with whom he could communicate love.
三位一体的一个重要方面向我们启示了三位一体上帝间的相交属性。当人们理解三位一体的含义时，我们就会明白，三位一体的上帝从亘古到永恒，一直是位格间的彼此相爱、团契相交，这就是社交性的本质。因此，正是出于这种爱，神要创造出可以传递他的爱并与他的爱的属性相交的我们。
So when God creates a being in his image, this being, us, is also social. This being needs other beings to love and communicate with. And that is why it is not good for the man to be alone. The man needed another human being to love and communicate with.
因此，当神创造一个按着他形象创造的我们时，这一个生命我们也是有社交性的，这个生命需要与其他的生命相爱和相交。这就是为什么说大人独居不好，男人需要另外一个人来爱和与他交流。
And the reality is that human beings need other human beings in a larger community. Note that God created man as male and female, and they were to multiply and fill the earth. The man and woman were not just to socialize with one another. They were to procreate and create other human beings who would socialize with one another and create a whole community of human beings.
事实上，人类需要在一个更大的社会群体中相互依存。请注意，神创造了男人和女人，是要他们生养众多，遍满地面。男人和女人不仅仅是彼此的社交，他们需要繁衍后代，生养更多的人，让他们彼此交往，创建整个人类社会。
And this community of human beings was not just to socialize and commune with other human beings, but also, most importantly, to commune with God. They were to be a community, a people that God had created in part for himself, a people to fellowship with, to commune with, to love, and take care of.
这个人类的社会群体不仅仅是为了和其他人类 交往和交流，而更重要的是要与上帝交往交流。他们要成为一个社会群体，是上帝为他自己所创造的子民群体，是一个与上帝相互团契、相交、相爱、被看顾的子民团体。
So the creation story tells us that God created a people, a community of individuals, each created in God's image, for himself, as an overflowing of the love between the three persons in the Godhead.
因此创造的故事告诉我们，上帝为他自己创造了一个群体子民，是按照上帝的形象创造的个体组成了一个社会群体，将三位一体上帝之间的爱传递给他们。
As we all probably know, this plan did not work out so well. And we will take a look at how badly things got in the next sermon in this series. And in our celebration of the Lord's Supper in a moment, I will touch briefly on what it is going to cost God to right the problems that had emerged.
正如我们所有人可能都知道的，这个计划进行的并不顺利。我们将在本系列的下篇讲道中看到事情是多么的糟糕。在我们稍后庆祝主的圣餐中，我将简要的提到上帝需要付出怎样的代价来纠正这样的问题。
But for right now, I want us to focus on God's intent, which is that out of God's love, He created us in His image, and He wants to fellowship with us, individually and collectively, as a community, as a people for Himself.
但现在，我希望我们专注神的旨意，那就是出于神的爱。他按照他的形象创造了我们，并且他希望我们个人和群体与他团契的相交，成为他自己创造的子，为他自己创造的子民群体。
Ask yourself as we observe the Lord's Supper, how do I feel about the fact that God created me to fellowship with Him and to fellowship with other of His people?
在我们享用主的晚餐时，让我们扪心自问：上帝创造我是为了让我与他相交，并与他的子民相交。对此，我们有怎样的感想呢？
And ask yourself, what are the good purposes in my life that God has given me to pursue? How am I using the creativity God gave me to accomplish them?And am I relying on God who wants to commune with me and to help me with these purposes?
上帝赋予我们生命中哪些美好的目标是值得我们去追求呢？我们如何应用上帝赋予我们的创造力来实现这些目标？我们是否依靠上帝？
Let us pray.
上帝愿意与我交流，帮助我实现这些目标。
Let us pray.
让我们来祷告。
Lord, we confess that you are our God, and that you made us for yourself, and that apart from you, we are miserable, lonely, lost, and without good purpose in our lives.
主啊，我们承认你是我们的神，你为自己创造了我们，离开了你，我们就是悲惨的、孤独的、迷失的。我们的生命也没有目的。
Thank you for bringing us the light and truth of your gospel, which has brought us back to you to be in fellowship with you forever.
感谢你，你将福音的光明和真理赐给我们，使我们能够回到你的面前，与你永远的团契。
We pray this in the name of our Savior Jesus Christ.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.